Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's the Christian Arcand Show. WEEI. Just about 9:30. And as we always do right around 9:30, except for shows that are only 3 hours long or 1 hour long shows, like we're going to have on Thursday. Another full foursies tomorrow night, but 9:25 time for the Arcand Fire.
It's time for Arcand Fire on the Christian Arcand Show. This is WEEI.
You know who's really been quiet recently, Arkin? Bill Belichick.
I thought you were going to say Bill Clinton.
Well, that's different for
also,
another story.
Also, they've been quiet lately, sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Very quietly. But
Big news day today.
Definitely, definitely. But that's a show for another time. Anyway, Bill Belichick was kind of mentioned in rumors when the Giants job opened up, kind of thinking, ooh, is he going to leave North Carolina potentially to go and to his old team, but he put out a statement. He put out the statement saying, my focus right now is on Wake Forest, da-da-da-da-da. I don't need to get into the entire letter. But essentially, he shut down the rumors, said, I'm focused on Wake Forest. Well, guess what? They lost to Wake Forest. But I figure it's been some time since I gave you the floor just to give me your honest thoughts about the recent news regarding Bill Belichick.
So, well, it wasn't really news. I mean, there was no news. No one reported that he was going to the Giants. There was no credible reporting about that. No one came out and said, oh, yeah, sources inside the Giants organization said there have been talks internally about making an overture to Bill Belichick. That never happened. No one even said it was – no one even really had it as a rumor. It was sort of just like a thought, just a thought that someone had. Oh, the Giants fired their coach. Oh, you remember who coached the Giants? Bill Belichick coached the Giants. Oh, you know who wants to – catch Don Shula and get back into the NFL? Bill Belichick. And that's about as far as your thought can go before you realize, but there's no way. Before you say, but that's obviously not going to happen. There's no way that any team would bring back Bill Belichick at this point. Of course not. Of course not. And the letter I thought was very, very funny. It was very clearly a Jordan production. And it basically, what it does is sort of like what the Kardashians do. Like, the Kardashians always have to release a statement about something. They always have to address the rumors that no one even heard of before. Kim Kardashian addresses the rumor that she never peed on Ray J or something. And it's like, I didn't know that was a rumor, guys. Like, I didn't know that. I don't know why it needs to be addressed. I don't know why you even have to bring it up. But Jordan, you can tell, is from that reality TV school of everything has to be addressed. You have to talk about everything. You have to mention everything. It all has to be touched on. Otherwise, people are going to start forgetting about you. And in this particular case, there was no actual news reporting to go off of. So they had to kind of make it up out of whole cloth. Despite circulating rumors, I have not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. Okay, Bill. Good to know. I'm sure there's a bunch of team owners out there right now. No, come on, Bill, come on. Since arriving at Chapel Hill, my commitment to the UNC football program has not wavered, except when a Patriots scout wants to come take a look at some of your players. Then it wavers a little bit. We have tremendous support from the university, our alumni, the entire Carolina community. Do you? My focus remains solely on continuing to improve this team, develop our players, and build a program that makes Tar Heel fans proud. We're on to Wake Forest, and then Wake Forest kicked your ass. And had a little rub-it-in touchdown at the end of the game, too. Did you see that? Ooh. Ugly. Bill called a timeout for some reason at the end of that game. I was watching it. I was like, why is he calling a timeout here? There's no need to do that. You're just giving them another opportunity to score a touchdown, which is what they ended up doing, and the loss looked worse than it was. It was 22-12. And then on that last play, they score a touchdown, and it's like, well, kind of asked for that one, didn't you? Like, that's a little weird. Didn't really understand what the point of that was. But again, hey, listen, he's Bill Belichick, and who the hell am I? Anyway, I thought the letter was kind of sad. I thought it was kind of a sad reality TV Jordan production. And I think that a lot of what we've seen since he arrived at Chapel Hill has been a sad reality TV Jordan production. So I guess that tracks.
I'll stay with football here and talk about, I guess, what's turning into a controversy. Now, I don't know how big you are in the wrestling world, you know, WWE, stuff like that.
I'm not big into it, but I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, that's why I'm here. That's okay. Why we have the Arcane Fire. Someone made an appearance on Monday Night Raw last night. Which is the show that they have.
I do know what you're
talking about. That would be one Cam Scataboo, of course. He took the world by storm, but here he is. Zach's throwing it up on the Twitch chat. But even though he's on injured reserve, and even though he's had a significant leg injury, he decides to get physical with a couple of wrestlers, and you can kind of see a little bit here and there, just some pushing and shoving and some fake punches, obviously. You know, sorry, wrestling fans, but those are some fake punches there. So I guess some people have an issue with Scataboo getting physical like this, quote-unquote physical, despite being on injured reserve and having that really nasty injury a while back. I don't see an issue with it. Do you see an issue with it?
No. If he was out there in the ring doing flips and stuff, then okay. But he's in the crowd. He's in the stand. I didn't actually see the clip. He's in the stands. That looks like, was that Andrew Schultz next to him, the comedian?
I had Zach check it for me. Yes, it was Andrew Schultz.
Okay, I thought so. I don't know who that big dude behind him in the Yankee jersey was, but that looked like somebody too. That guy's huge, whoever that is. Scataboo's not a particularly tall guy. But yeah, I'm looking at it there. It's Andrew Schultz standing next to him with the mustache. I don't know who the big guy in the Yankee jersey is. But, yeah, Scataboo pushes. Who are these wrestlers? What are their names? Do we know?
I could not tell you.
Okay. Well, I don't know who they are either. But Schultz getting tossed around. It's pretty funny. Scataboo staring the guy down. I read somewhere that someone made fun of Scataboo and said he couldn't read or write or something like that, which is kind of like, you know, kind of a brave card for a pro wrestler to play. But, hey, again, not my lane. I don't know. Maybe these guys are like the smart wrestlers. Could be. I don't know. The only ever smart wrestler I remember was IRS, Irwin R. Scheister, a.k.a. Mike Rotunda, who was like, his whole thing was he wore like a suit, sleeves ripped off of the thing, Bill Belichick style, and he had like glasses and a tie, and he was like a tax guy. Like, he was like this diesel tax guy who would come out there. I forget what his finishing move was, but it was something like tax related. Like, it was a funny thing. And that was the only guy who I ever thought was like a smart wrestler. He just seemed smart. Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, he was more like street smart. Everybody has a price. Good lesson for a young child to learn with the Million Dollar Man. But yeah, the IRS, he was the smart one. I don't know if they were going after Scataboo for not being smart. That's kind of funny, I guess. I don't have a problem with him doing that. Again, he was in the crowd. He pushed a guy. A guy pushed them back. No one actually did anything. And who the hell cares? If the Giants have a problem with that, then they're a bunch of babies.
And Scataboo did have a response on Twitter. He put this out earlier today. He says, A, honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life, so I'm doing things outside the box, trying to find stuff to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week, and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say.
Sheesh. So it's very a little Kardashian-y there, too, huh? If you don't like that I'm living my life, well, then just, you don't have to. Okay, Cam Scataboo, relax. Grash Uriza in the Twitch chat says, the wrestlers are Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio, and J.D. McDonagh. J.D. McDonagh sounds like someone who writes for the Boston Globe. Dominic Mysterio, any relation to Rey Mysterio? I remember him. Oh, yes, Dirty Dom, Rey Mysterio Jr.'s kid. He should have been Rey Mysterio the third, really. Rey Mysterio Jr., that was about when I stopped watching wrestling, was when him and Ultimo Dragon and Dean Malenko and those guys were all in the cruiserweight division. And I used to love watching those guys, like the luchadors with the masks jumping, doing backflips and stuff. I thought that was cool. I was kind of into that. Ultimo Dragon and Rey Mysterio, I liked them. And that was about it. I stopped watching kind of after they were popular in the WCW. And now Rey Mysterio's kid's out there wrestling. That's cool. Does he do backflips and stuff? You don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's cool if that's what's going on. But yeah, that's what I remember Rey Mysterio doing, that move where you jump up and you flip a guy over with your feet. I always thought that was cool. That looked cool as hell. The Hurricane Rana, I think it was called. Anyway, don't have a problem with Cam Scataboo doing that. If he played for the Patriots and did that while he was on IR, wouldn't care. He's on IR. If he was up there in the ring doing Rey Mysterio moves, fine. But he wasn't. He was in the crowd pushing a guy. Who gives a crap?
Hadouken! Well, that's good to know that if anything calls, you'll have that wrestling knowledge for you. You love college football season, I'm assuming. Or I shouldn't preface that. You love college football.
What are you making these like weird statements? Like, you love college football season. I don't love college football.
No,
I'm
trying to make these jokes that are simply not true. But
okay. you don't have to lean heavy into the jokes. I'll make the jokes. You would just ask the questions.
Okay. Simple question here. Pop-Tarts Bowl. You're familiar with that bowl game, of course.
Pop-Tarts Bowl? I'm actually not, but okay. Oh, I know that there is a Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Yeah, there is a Pop-Tarts Bowl, and what's been going on the past couple of years is that they sacrifice a mascot where
they put one in the toaster, right?
Right, yeah, and then it comes out as a real-life Pop-Tart. Well, it started with one, it went to three, and now the Pop-Tarts Bowl announced that there are six edible mascots. Here it is from Nicole Auerbach on Twitter. We are getting six edible mascots at this year's Pop-Tarts Bowl. Three on Team Sprinkles, three on Team Swirls. Fans get to vote on which mascot team to sacrifice to mouth heaven at game's end. The biggest edible
timeout,
mascot.
Timeout. Sacrifice to mouth heaven? What is that?
They put mouth heaven in, like, they capitalize it. So mouth heaven is a place, apparently.
Oh, it sure is. Mouth heaven. Hey, baby, we're going to mouth heaven tonight. Like, what? That is a weird thing to say, Nicole Auerbach. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Says fans get to vote. Sacrifice mouth heaven. The biggest edible mascot sacrifice ever. The ever is all caps.
Okay. Well, I only care about mouth heaven. They're going a little overboard with this. This kind of reminds me of when you remember those Geico ads with the cavemen? You know, they made like a show with the cavemen, and it was like, okay, you had something fun there for a little while with the cavemen. You didn't need to make a show out of it, guys. You know, that was really unnecessary. This feels like kind of we're veering towards that. We're veering towards the caveman TV show with this. It was funny when they had the one Pop-Tart and they put it in the toaster and then they had a giant Pop-Tart come out of the toaster. That was funny. Now they have like two teams, Team Swirl and Team Sprinkles, and we're going to mouth heaven. Like, what is happening here? When did this? They're going way overboard with this. I'm all for trying to have fun and do fun stuff. You can also just make it a tradition. The one Pop-Tart tradition would have been just fine. You want to make it two? Fine. Six of them? You need six of them now? That's preposterous. We're dangerously close to the caveman TV show here.
Did you? Were you a Pop-Tarts guy growing up? Did you like
Pop-Tarts? I'm still a Pop-Tarts guy now.
What's your favorite kind?
I like the s'more. The s'mores kind. Big fan of the s'mores. Really, I mean, all the Pop-Tarts with frosting on it are all kind of the same. And all the ones with no frosting are kind of the same, too. Once you've had the fries, it's like flying first class. You can't go back to the non-frosted Pop-Tarts. You know, it's like eating a wafer at church. You know, it's like, well, this isn't, you know. Once you had the one with the frosting on it, it's a totally different thing. And the s'mores one were the best. With the marshmallow and the chocolate. Like that was prime. That may have been the peak of Pop-Tart, was the s'mores. I don't know if they ever topped that. I don't think they did. So that's where I stand.
You'd
on
be
all
voting
of
for the s'mores out of, if that's an option of one of the six, you would be voting for it.
What?
They voting said fans get to vote on which Pop-Tart gets sacrificed to Mouth Heaven.
Oh.
I'm saying if s'mores was one of the options, you would sacrifice it?
Oh, definitely. S'mores would be number one. They'd be going to Mouth Heaven immediately. Pause. So there you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Woo! I don't know how we're getting back from Mouth Heaven, but we're going to try it here with this Producer's Point. I kind of want to get into the Ja'Marr Chase situation and really the factor into it, because obviously everyone's going to make the point of, oh, Ja'Marr Chase is suspended. They're going to have an easy schedule. Again, let me just say it like this. I believe if Ja'Marr Chase was even playing, if he wasn't suspended for the spitting, the Patriots still would be favored in that game. You know why? Because the Bengals don't have a defense. You got an offense as good as it's playing in the Patriots and Drake May. I would expect Drake May to run circles around that Bengals defense, regardless of if Ja'Marr Chase is on the other side or not. So ultimately, this Ja'Marr Chase suspension is really a moot point, because even though it's early in the week, it's Tuesday, I still put the Patriots as a big favorite this Sunday against the Bengals in Cincinnati. They're road warriors, and Cincinnati doesn't have any kind of defense. So no Chase. Chase doesn't matter. Patriots are still favored over the Bengals.
There you go. That is the Producer's Point, one that I agree with. I think even if Chase was playing, I'd still have the Patriots winning this game. It'll probably just be an easier win now than it would have been before. Getting a lot of texts right now. You bring up wrestling, the text line goes crazy, as does the Twitch chat. Number one, the big guy in the Yankee jersey, Abdul Carter. That was Abdul Carter that was there. Didn't he just get in trouble? Didn't Abdul Carter
The report was he slept through a walkthrough.
And then he went to Monday Night Raw. That's funny. So he slept through the walkthrough. What, did they bench him for like the first quarter or something? They bench him the whole game? I don't remember exactly what that story was. But that's a worse look for him, definitely.
He was benched for the opening defensive series last Sunday.
Okay, benched for a series for sleeping through a walkthrough? How do you sleep through a walkthrough? Don't you have to walk through it? Like, how do you... Was he asleep on his feet? And then he's going to Monday Night Raw right after that? I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Abdul Carter. I loved Abdul Carter in college. He has not been great so far. In fact, you look at the draft. It's not been, you know, Cam Ward's been schmeh. Travis Hunter injured. It's not a great look here up at the top of that draft.
By the way, you're asking how Carter fell asleep. He was at the team facility, and he was in recovery treatment due to a scheduling mix-up, according to his words.
Okay. Ward, meh. Travis Hunter, it pains me to say it. He had his best game right before he got hurt, but not a super impressive rookie year. Abdul Carter's getting benched. Will Campbell, I mean, listen, out of those top four, Will Campbell's looking pretty good. Mason Graham's been good. Janty, not really. Membu with the Jets, their tackle play was pretty good. Ted McMillan's been okay. You know, I mean, it's not, maybe this is going to end up being not a great draft period, but it's really looking like the Patriots did okay. Also, there's a whole bunch of wrestling messages that I can't get into right
we
now.
We need to get Keith in here.
We'll be here
for
all night. I also don't follow it close enough to even know if any of this is true. So I'll just take your word for it there in the Twitch chat, and we'll do wrestling some other night. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Clickbait wraps things up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.